USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that religious schools cannot be excluded from a Maine program that offers tuition aid for private education, a decision that could ease religious organizations' access to taxpayer money. The biggest effect of the court's 6-3 decision beyond Maine will be neighboring Vermont, which has a similar program. Today is the first official day of summer and the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. As expected, maximum sunshine and intense heat are forecast for much of the country. Extreme heat in the upper Midwest and northern plains is forecast to move south and southeastward during the week. Temperature records could be broken in Atlanta, Nashville, Memphis, Little Rock, and St. Louis during the mid to late week. In the Stanley Cup Finals, Tampa Bay beat Colorado 6-2 last night and now trail the series 2-1. Game 4 is Wednesday evening. USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Dartmouth College, an Ivy League university in New Hampshire, said Monday it will no longer offer loans in its financial aid packages for undergrad students and instead replace them with more grants. The policy will take effect June 23rd, so students entering the summer of 2022 semester will be the first for the financial aid. After the most recent price increase at Netflix, subscribers in large numbers are leaving the streaming service.
Netflix is bracing for more layoffs this week as the streaming company attempts to cut costs. Staff impacted by a new wave of layoffs are expected to be notified by the end of this week. In May, Netflix laid off 150 employees, along with the number of contractors and part-time employees. Netflix has seen shares drop dramatically ever since it revealed it lost almost 200,000 subscribers and expects to lose many more. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
An iconic Hong Kong floating restaurant has sunk after it was towed out to sea. Jumbo Kingdom, a three-story vessel that was once the world's largest floating restaurant, was towed away by tugboats last Tuesday after nearly half a century in Hong Kong waters. After no criminal activity was discovered by Border Patrol on horseback, they were condemned by President Biden of whipping illegal immigrants. The administration is finding an administrative loophole to charge these officers. Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, a Republican from Florida, on Newsmax.
It's really offensive. It seems to be another aspect of the war against law enforcement, the war against the heroes who are there trying to protect us, adhering to the rule of law, doing the right thing. And as you said, this has been totally debunked by everyone. And the fact that they're still pursuing these individuals while not going after trying to secure the southern border, for example, where we know fentanyl's coming in. We have terrorists that have come in. And yet, this administration, for some reason, continues to go after law enforcement officers. These are heroes. They should be revered. And yet, this administration has it all wrong. Look, if you had a president that was, bribed or bought off, nobody could do so much damage, as much damage, even if they were bribed or bought off, as this president is doing to our national security. And now you're seeing, again, an extension of him going after law enforcement.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.